This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the script to principles progression helps you stop relying on templates when toxic traits keep changing form. Why principles outlast scripts when toxic behaviour keeps shifting shape. In short, the script to principles progression helps you stop chasing new scripts every time a toxic trait changes form, by teaching you to respond from principle instead. Start with exact scripts to build structure and confidence in high-stakes moments. Study what works until the principle becomes clear, then practice from the principle. Respond from principle so no variation of toxic behaviour can leave you flat-footed. Definition: the script to principles progression is a developmental communication model in which you begin with word-for-word scripts for structure and confidence, gradually personalise those scripts through repeated practice, and ultimately internalise the underlying principles so thoroughly that you can respond to any variation of toxic behaviour without needing a prepared template. I watched a colleague lose her composure not because she was unprepared, but because she had prepared for the wrong version of the problem. She had a script. She had rehearsed it. She knew exactly what to say when her team member dismissed her ideas in meetings. But that morning, the team member did not dismiss her. He agreed with her enthusiastically, took full credit for her proposal in front of the room, and smiled at her as he did it. Her script was useless. The toxic trait had simply changed its coat. This is what makes toxic traits so exhausting to deal with. They are not fixed targets. Manipulation, deflection, blame shifting, passive aggression, subtle undermining, each of these can wear a dozen different faces depending on the day, the audience, and how much the person senses you are onto them. If you try to stay ahead of every new form with a new script, you will spend the rest of your working life one step behind. And Say It Right Every Time, I describe the answer to this as the script to principles progression. It is a development model built on a simple truth: scripts are training wheels, not crutches. You start with them because you need structure, but the goal was always to reach the point where the principle is so deep in you that no shifting toxic behaviour can catch you without a response. Why toxic traits are so hard to address consistently. Toxic behaviour is not random. It is adaptive. People who deflect blame, gaslight their colleagues, or undermine group work do not usually do it through a fixed, repeatable routine that you can memorise and counter. They do it through whatever works. If dismissal works, they dismiss. If sudden warmth disarms you, they become warm. If they sense you have a prepared answer for their aggression, they become quietly charming and let you look like the unreasonable one. This is not always conscious strategy. Plenty of people with genuinely toxic traits are not running a calculated campaign, but the effect is the same. Their behaviour shifts just enough to stay ahead of whatever specific response you prepared. You prepare for the storm and they arrive as a drizzle. You prepare for the cold shoulder and they hand you a compliment with a dagger hidden inside it. The difficulty is compounded because toxic traits often blend together. The same person might deflect blame in one conversation, use passive-aggressive behaviour to erode team morale in the next, and openly undermine your credibility in the third. Each instance feels different enough that you keep treating each one as a brand new problem requiring a brand new script. This is where the exhaustion comes from. Here is the truth of it. The problem is not that you lack scripts. The problem is that you are still dependent on them. What has to be true before the progression can begin? Before any of this works, one thing must be firmly in place. You need to be clear about your intention. In Say It Right Every Time, Chapter 3, I write this directly: words matter, but intention matters more. You can have the perfect script, but if your intention is wrong, the conversation will fail. With toxic traits specifically, intention matters even more than usual. If you approach the conversation trying to win, expose, or punish, the person across from you will feel it instantly. Toxic behaviour escalates in response to threat. You will trigger more of the very behaviour you are trying to address. Your intention must be to address the impact of the behaviour clearly and to protect the working relationship or the team, not score points. This is not naivety. It is strategy. You get further with a steady, clear, compassionate approach than with a clever ambush. The second precondition is basic pattern recognition. Before you can build principles from the scripts, you need to have watched the behaviour long enough to see what it has in common across its different forms. Is it always about control? Is it always about avoiding accountability? Is it always activated when this person feels overlooked? You do not need a complete diagnosis. You need enough clarity to see the root beneath the changing surface. The Scripts to Principles Progression. 6 Steps for Addressing Shifting Toxic Behavior. I cover this framework in detail in Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time. Here's how to apply it specifically to toxic traits. Number 1. Start with an exact script for the most common form you face. Do not try to prepare for every variation at once. Pick the toxic behavior that appears most often and causes the most damage. Write out a clear, word-for-word response. Keep it short. Keep it neutral in tone. Something like, I noticed that in the meeting just now, the proposal I raised yesterday was presented as a new idea. I want to make sure we are both clear on where it originated. That is a complete script. It names the behavior without accusation. Practice it until you can say it without your voice tightening. Prepared scripts for team members who undermine group synergy give you solid starting material before you build your own. Number 1. Use the script in real conditions and notice what happens. The first few times you use a prepared script with someone displaying toxic traits, something unexpected will happen. The script will work better than you expected, or it will land differently than you planned, or the other person will shift into a version of the behavior you did not account for. All three outcomes are useful. You are not just managing the conversation. You're gathering evidence about what the underlying principle of the exchange actually is. Number 1. Identify the principle that made the script work. After the conversation, sit down and ask yourself, what was it about that response that held the ground? It was not the specific words. It was something underneath them. Usually it is one of a handful of principles naming observable behavior rather than character, staying calm so the other person cannot claim emotional provocation, keeping the consequence visible without making it a threat, or refusing to accept a reframe of what happened. Write that principle down in plain language. One sentence. Number 1. Personalize the script around the principle, then practice. Take the script you used and rewrite it slightly in your own voice, keeping the principle intact. Then practice it in low-stakes situations. Use a version of the principle when you address behavior that is isolating someone from the team. Use it when you respond to a colleague who deflects rather than accepts feedback. Each time you apply it in a new context, the principle deepens. It stops being a formula and starts being a reflex. Number 1. When the toxic trait changes form, name the pattern, not the new behavior. This is where the progression earns its value. When the person you've been dealing with shifts their approach, you stop trying to match the new behavior with a new script. You respond from the principle. For example, if your principle is name what is observable without attributing motive, you apply it regardless of whether the behavior is interruption, credit stealing, or sudden cold withdrawal. The script sounds different each time. The principle underneath is the same. If you need a working structure for staying grounded during the response itself, using I statements to prevent blame cycles gives you a reliable anchor across different situations. Number 1. Test the principle under real pressure. The progression is not complete until you have used the principle when it was genuinely difficult. Not when you had time to prepare. Not in a low-stakes exchange. In a moment when your stress response was active, when the other person was behaving in a form you had not anticipated, and when part of you wanted to go silent or go sharp. Applying the principle in that moment is what internalizes it. Courage, as I have said many times, is not the absence of fear. It is action in the presence of fear. This step is where that becomes real. You may find it useful to understand what the amygdala hijack does to your thinking in those moments, so you can recognize when it is happening and hold the ground anyway. How the progression changes in remote or hybrid settings. Toxic traits do not disappear in remote teams. They adapt to the medium. Credit stealing becomes a Slack message sent moments after your email, copying the right people. Undermining becomes a quiet edit of a shared document that changes your proposal just enough to make it look like collaborative input. Passive aggression becomes a read receipt with no reply. The script to principles progression is, if anything, more important in remote settings because you have less real-time data to work with. You cannot read body language. You cannot hear tone reliably in text. This means you need principles even more than scripts, because scripts depend on cues you may not have. In practice, this means two adjustments. First, build your principles around documented behavior rather than witnessed moments. If the toxic trait leaves a written trail, use it. Name what is in the record without interpretation. Second, slow down your response time deliberately. The urge to reply immediately to a toxic exchange in writing is powerful, and it is usually a mistake. Give yourself time to respond from principle rather than from reaction. Overplanning a feedback conversation is one trap, firing off reactive message before you have thought it through is the other. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong when toxic traits keep shifting. The mistake: preparing a new script every time the toxic behaviour appears in a new form. Why it happens: each new form of the behaviour feels genuinely different, and it is tempting to treat it that way. What to do instead? Look for what the new form has in common with the old one. The root is usually the same. Respond from the principle you already identified. The mistake: waiting until you feel ready to address the behaviour. Why it happens: the behaviour keeps changing, so there is always a reason to wait for a clearer version of it to emerge. What to do instead? The best time to address a toxic trait is before it compounds. The second best time is now. Address the current form with the principle you have, even if it is imperfect. The mistake: letting the empathy step become an excuse for softening the message to the point of uselessness. Why it happens: you want to be fair. You want to account for the person's context, but with genuinely toxic behaviour, over-accommodation signals that the behaviour is acceptable. What to do instead? Honesty and kindness can coexist. You can be compassionate in tone and unambiguous in content. Using the empathy bridge before delivering critical feedback shows you how to hold both at once. The mistake: treating the progression as linear, assuming that once you reach principles, scripts are behind you forever. Why it happens: the model sounds sequential, so people assume they graduate from one stage to the next permanently. What to do instead? When a new form of toxic behaviour appears, go back to a script briefly. Use it. Extract the principle. Build again. The progression is a cycle, not a ladder. Your principle building checklist. Use this after any conversation involving toxic traits. Run through it while the exchange is still clear in your memory. Number 1. What specific behaviour did I observe? State it as a fact, not an interpretation. Number 2. What script or response did I use, and what part of it held the ground? Number 3. What is the principle underneath that response? Write it in one sentence. Number 4. Did the person shift their behaviour during the exchange? If so, how did I adapt? Number 5. Was my intention throughout the conversation clear and consistent? Number 6. What is the next form this toxic trait is likely to take, and does my principle still apply to it? Number 7. What would I say differently next time, keeping the same principle intact? Run this after 3 conversations, and you will begin to see your principles take shape. After 10, you will barely need the checklist. The reflection itself becomes the practice. As I note in chapter 16 of Say It Right Every Time, reflection turns experience into wisdom. Without it, you simply repeat the same experience on a loop. Frequently asked questions. What is the script to principles progression? The script to principles progression is a communication development model where you begin with exact word-for-word scripts for structure and confidence, gradually personalize them through practice, and ultimately internalize the principles behind them so you no longer need the script at all. The concept is introduced in Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time. Why do scripts stop working against toxic traits? Toxic traits shift form deliberately or instinctively to avoid accountability. A script prepared for one specific behaviour becomes useless when that behaviour disguises itself as something new. Principles, unlike scripts, apply across every variation a toxic trait can take, which is why internalising them matters so much. How do I start the script to principles progression with toxic people? Start by using a prepared script word for word in your next difficult exchange. After the conversation, identify the principle that made it work, such as staying neutral or naming the behaviour without blaming. That principle becomes your foundation for the next conversation and every variation that follows. How long does it take to move from scripts to principles? Most people need 3 to 6 months of consistent, deliberate practice to feel genuinely fluent without a script. The timeline depends on how often you have the conversations and how honestly you reflect on what worked and what did not after each one. Avoidance extends the timeline significantly. Can the script to principles progression work with severely toxic people? Yes, and it is most valuable with the most difficult people. Severely toxic individuals are the most likely to shift their behaviour the moment they sense a script. Operating from principle rather than template means you stay grounded no matter what form the toxicity takes in any given exchange. What is the most common mistake people make when trying to address toxic traits? The most common mistake is treating every new toxic behaviour as a completely new problem requiring a completely new script. This creates an exhausting, endless chase. The fix is to recognise the underlying pattern and respond from a stable principle rather than starting from scratch each time. Toxic traits change form. That is what makes them so wearing over time. But a principle does not change. When you have done the work of building one from a script that held its ground, you stop chasing behaviour and start standing on grounds that belongs to you. The script to principles progression is not a quick fix. It is a practice. And like every worthwhile practice, the return on it compounds. One steady, principled conversation creates a template for the next one. Over months and years, you build something no shifting toxic trait can easily dismantle the confidence to respond to whatever is in front of you without needing to have predicted it in advance. Say it right every time gives you the full framework, but the work of internalizing it belongs entirely to you. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.